Just on my way back to the hotel, we've been to myself and my staff been to watch York City versus Plymouth, who we play in the next few games after tomorrow. So
yeah,
a little bit of homework on them.
Absolutely, and Plymouth flying high at the top of the table. York having made a managerial change with Jackie McNamara coming in. So what was it, 2-1 in the end, wasn't it, Plymouth
won? Finished 2-1, yeah. Very organised and hard to beat Plymouth. That's how they look today. So it'll be a tough game when we play them a week on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a long trip down on a Tuesday night as well. I know we want to talk about tomorrow, and that's a long trip for a weekend, but a Tuesday night down to Plymouth, that's a bit testing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're going to go on the train actually on the day. We're going to go down in the morning and do that. So it's got to be done.
Yeah, these things are going to be done. Firstly, can I ask you? And this is not such good news, but news about Dean Cox. We understand is going to be out for a period of time now.
Yeah, he was running with a ball on Tuesday, and he looked like he got his foot stuck in the ground, and he went over. It was obviously in a bit of pain. We didn't know how bad what he'd done. He had a scan on Friday, and it's turned out he's ruptured his cruciate ligament. So that's a 6-month, I'm afraid, and we're all devastated for him.
Yeah, absolutely. That's effectively the season, isn't it? Really, the season over for Dean and his.
Yeah.
He's an important player. He's a creative player. He makes things tick, doesn't he? I mean, I know you've got other players in your squad that you can use, but he's been a big player for the O's over the last few years.
Yeah. It's a massive loss for us, and along as well with Paul McCallum, who had a similar injury early on. You know, he started the season really well. Scored a few goals, Paul, and then we lost him, and now we've lost Dean. So, Paul's was a twist. Dean's was basically twisted his knee on the training ground. So, it's not anything that we've done. You know, it's not an impact injury or anything like that. It's just accidents, and they happen in football.
Yeah, absolutely. But you sort of kick yourself. You think, God, blimey, it's just bad luck, isn't it? Desperate bad luck. Does it mean you're going to have to look for a temporary replacement?
Yeah, I'll be honest, we've been looking. Obviously, we lost Connor Essam as well 2 weeks ago, and we've been looking to get a replacement in for him this week. And, I must have rung every football club in the Football League. And, one reason or another, players don't want to come to play in League Two, or the players that are available are a bit young and inexperienced, you know. So, we're all right. We've got a team sorted for tomorrow, and we'll look at it again on Monday.
Absolutely, it's the hard work side of the job that people don't always recognise, do they, as a manager? I mean, people see you there on the sidelines, Ian, and shouting and bawling and getting instructions and getting your team ready for a game. But actually, it's all the hard work that goes in, the miles that go into knowing players and seeing players and watching teams that actually goes unheralded and unrecognised sometimes by people who just turn up and watch the game.
Myself and the staff were out watching games all last week. We started Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you're looking at players putting our targets together, and then you're spending the rest of the time on the phone trying to ring round and see what we can get. So, and as you say, we've just been to York now, we're driving up to Middlesbrough where we're staying in the pouring rain on a Saturday evening and having watched the game. So it is non-stop, but it's something we love doing.
You wouldn't do it otherwise, would you? In regards to tomorrow's game, and off the back of that cup victory last week, and I know, with all due respect, but the level that the opposition were playing, it was still an emphatic victory. There were some good goals scored. You're hoping to maybe, that will give you that momentum to take into tomorrow's match?
Yeah, we're obviously hopeful. No disrespect to Spain, but there actually could have been a few more, but it was a good performance. And there was a few teams, league teams, that come unstuck last week against lower opposition. Thankfully we put in a good performance, a professional performance, and won the game quite comfortably. So, we want to take that on now into the game tomorrow, and try and get a good result tomorrow. Obviously, we want to try and win the game, but most important, try not to lose. So, we're looking to pick up some points tomorrow.
Absolutely, and in regards to the situation in the table. You've seen Plymouth through the top of the table, but it's very tight in League Two. We've just seen Luton against Barnet today, and Barnet could have leapt over Luton if they'd won. Luton have moved, you know, closer up towards the top seven with a victory themselves at the moment. But everyone seems to find it very difficult to put a real string of results together. You can put some together, and then suddenly there's a defeat. I mean, it's a league where any given afternoon, any given team can seemingly put a challenge into someone else.
Yeah, any team in this league can beat any other. I mean, we've watched the top team in the league today play York City, the fourth and bottom, and you know, York could have ended up getting something from the game. So you know, it is a tough league, and as you say, there's a lot of teams in and around the playoff area, and you know, we ourselves are not far off of automatic promotion.
No.
So as you say, if anyone can get a consistent run of results together, then you know, they'll be up there, as I say.
And it's going to, as you also allude to, there's a lot of travelling, but there's a lot of games. This is a key period of the season, isn't it, Ian?
Yeah, we've got we've got tomorrow's game, then we've got a 3 week as such where we can hopefully get a few players in and add to the squad. And then we've got two big games coming up: York at home and Plymouth away. And then obviously on the following Saturday we've got Wimbledon, so it's a free game week the week after next, and like I say, they're coming thick and fast.
Yeah, absolutely, and the FA Cup to squeeze in as well, and you don't want to get distracted, but you know, an FA Cup second round is only, of course, it's only 90 minutes away from the third round, and the prospect of what may happen there. But tomorrow, you know, a victory tomorrow and suddenly you're back up to fourth in the table after what's happened today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were sitting at the game, myself, Andy Essentyler and Lee Harrison, and we sort of, you know, we're looking on the phone, seeing how the results are going, and at one stage, I think everyone had played and we hadn't moved, so, you know, we was looking at that and thinking, no, that's a bonus, so, you know, we've got a game tomorrow, we're going to get 3 points, and we push ourselves back up there again, so, we're looking forward to the game, and, you know, the lads are all in good shape, but, you know, obviously, one or two missing, but... What we have left are looking forward to the game, and you know, hopefully we get a positive result tomorrow.